The changes were slated to go into effect July 1st. However, the state recently announced it was canceling the planned cuts and keeping 2016 rates in place. Annual reimbursement rates are set using data from Medicaid cost reports submitted by providers themselves. Based on those, it looked like costs were going down in Indiana. But Indiana Association for Home and Hospice Care Executive Director Evan Reinhard says the proposed 2017 rates were based on three-year-old cost reports, and in the meantime, a lot has happened.
Between 2014 and 2017, we've had the employer mandate go into effect, as well as the overtime exemption be repealed.
He says not only are those not reflected in reimbursement calculations, there are also costs such as employee travel expenses that aren't included either. The state agreed to freeze the 2016 rates while it examines the current reimbursement model. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fenton in West Lafayette.